No, I was asking you if you had some people over for dinner, and the dinner was all on the table, and they were just standing around the table.
Well, I saw mine say, well, the fiddles are all on the table, sit down and help yourselves.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about, say, if somebody's passing food to you, and they pass you something that you don't want, what would you tell them?
Well, you would say, well, thank you, I don't care for that, or thank you, and pass it on to someone else.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, what about food that's been heated and served a second time? You say it's been...
That's seconds.
Seconds. Mm-hmm. Or if you have the same thing for supper that you have for dinner, you say you...
That's leftovers.
Leftovers. Mm-hmm. People ever call it warmed over food or...
Well, it's warmed over or leftover. Mm-hmm. It all means the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But they'll say either way, well, seconds, that means you take the same thing twice. Well, I take that second time. That's what they call seconds. But this other is warmed over or left over.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, if you get a hold of a piece of tough steak, you might say, well, this is everything I can do to, you know, to...
Chew it?
Mm-hmm.
Well... I don't know. You get a little piece of tough steak, it's just tough, that's all. Or you can't chew it. Hello, bouncer. Thank you.
Well, what about if, sometimes you can make this stuff out of cornmeal and boil it in water, maybe put a little salt in it?
That's mush.
Oh, that's mush.
Oh, Lord, that is good, I'm telling you. That's my mother and my wife both, they could make mush. Oh, man, it was good. And that used to be a great supper meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you had any leftovers for morning, you could take that and slice it. It'd set overnight. It'd be kind of solid. You take that and put in the skillet and fry it. And it was pretty the same thing as what they're making now is hush puppies.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, what about this... this stuff that people down south eat a lot, have it for breakfast most of the time. It's white, you know, you can cook it real hot, and some people put butter in it, or made out of ground up corn, you know.
Well, that ain't what I would call hominy grits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Louisiana, you go to Louisiana, you're going to eat hominy grits
mm-hmm.
nearly every meal.
Yeah, is that right?
It is. Now, I've been through down there, and the cafes especially. Now, you go in the cafe and they're going to serve you hominy grits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're good.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this grain that grows a lot in Arkansas in these flooded fields? Got to keep a lot of water on them, you
rice?
Know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw rice growing for the first time when I came to Arkansas.
What?
Never saw it.
They don't grow any over in Alabama?
No, not a bit.
Well, you see, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas
mm-hmm.
are great rice countries.
Mm-hmm. I'd never seen it before. I didn't know what in the world that was on that field with all that water on it.
Well, I do know. Mm-hmm. Well, you live and learn.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what about, say, if something's cooking in the kitchen and it makes a real good impression on your nose, you might say,
that aroma?
Uh-huh, or just...
Well, it tickles your nose or something, mm-hmm. but the aroma is good, you know.
Smells good. Well, what about this? We were talking about flapjacks. This stuff that people pour on their flapjacks, that's...
Syrup?
Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything like syrup except maybe a little bit different?
Well, I tell you, they can use honey,